This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show, the fifth day of January, and we are certainly happy you're in here with us this morning. Good to be back on the air. There's been so much has happened. I mean, like, I had to go back and catch up on some of the news from the week with the Mamdani, you know, being sworn in and promising to turn New York City into Venezuela. And then, of course, we removed the communist leader of Venezuela, the dictator, in the middle of completely horrid conditions down there. And now that's been the big story, of course, over the weekend. So we're trying to keep up with all of it. We got a live report coming up for you in a few minutes from New York on the arraignment today for Maduro, because that is scheduled for 3 hours from now, roughly at 11 a.m. Central Time, is when he is expected to be in court. I don't know what we'll hear out of that, but we will keep you covered if we get anything new on it this morning. In here with Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright this morning, and Sue Thomas, of course, with your traffic. We're glad to have you guys with us today, because we've been trying to cover all of this, and we had Hans von Spakovsky on, of course, a noted legal fellow, at about 6:20 this morning. If you missed that, you can always hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app and go back and listen to Hans' insight on what the charges are, where the charges came from, why they're valid, why he can be prosecuted in the United States, just like Manuel Noriega, who died in prison after being prosecuted, convicted, and sentenced to prison in the United States. There's very little difference between these two cases. The country's different. The times are a little different, right? You don't have quite the, at least in my opinion, George H.W. Bush did not have quite the political challenges that Donald Trump faces in the judiciary.
Oh, no doubt.
That might be the biggest fly in the ointment here.
Well, and the big question, you know, you heard from some of the reporters after this whole thing was done was, well, why didn't you tell Congress ahead? And they said, look, Congress has a tendency to leak. We can't tell Congress. And there were so many factors that played into the timing of this. It wasn't like this is the date we're doing it. They had to very closely monitor the situation, track more or less his every move to make sure that, okay, this is the right time to go. And had one slight detail been off, this whole thing could have ended up very differently.
That was my probably favorite soundbite from the weekend, other than the president telling the president of Colombia he needed to watch his rear end, was Marco Rubio explaining why, because Congress leaks like a sieve, and you have people who don't have America's best interests in mind, only their short-term political gain of hating Donald Trump. That's why many of them could not be brought in on this in advance. It's not like it was a surprise. We had military staged off the coast, but the timing had to be perfect. And this is Rubio this weekend talking about this. Listen. Well, you know what? That's not working. So I go on vacation. Some things change. Some things don't. Here we go. Got it.
A trigger-based mission in which conditions had to be met night after night. We watched and monitored that for a number of days. So it's just simply not the kind of mission you can call people and say, hey, we may do this at some point in the next 15 days. But it's largely a law enforcement function. Remember, at the end of the day, at its core, this was an arrest of two indicted fugitives of American justice. And the Department of War supported the Department of Justice in that job. Now, there are broader policy implications here, but it's just not the kind of mission that you can pre-notify because it endangers the mission.
Lester, if I could add one thing
hold
to
on.
That. Congress has a tendency to leak. This would not be good. If they leaked, General, I think it would have been maybe a very different result. But I have to say, they knew we were coming at some point, you know. We had a lot of ships out there. They sort of knew we were coming. We weren't. But Congress will leak, and we don't want leakers.
Absolutely, Congress would leak. Do you not think, without doubt in your mind, that somebody would have gone to the New York Times and said, there's a leak that there's an operation underway to take Maduro tonight, just to give the guy an opportunity to get away?
And what makes you think that they would do that? It's not like anything related to Roe v. Wade was leaked. Anything that relates to something that Trump is doing, something that pushes the conservative agenda, anything of that sort, they'll leak it.
They will, just to try to damage him. So again, my point being, a little different political environment than when George H.W. Bush went in and got Noriega. But the political... the legal implications are the same. The politics are different. The legal implications are the same. And my guess is we'll get a few more details from our friend Tanya J. Powers here coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, Ethan, let's get to the top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
When we talk about a war and explosions and just invading Venezuela, to Venezuelans and to us, to our point of view, that is not happening. What is happening is someone that was removed from the government who was put there in an unconstitutional way.
Yeah, how about that? Channel 5 tried to go out and find some Venezuelans upset with what's going on too, and they couldn't either. Because if you're from Venezuela or you live in Venezuela, you're in the streets celebrating what happened this weekend.
If this was really about narco-terrorists and about protecting Americans from cartels and drugs being brought into America, the Trump administration would be attacking the Mexican cartels.
All right, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's saying if this was really about drugs, the Trump administration would be going after Mexico.
Huh. To do something with Mexico. Mexico has to get their act together because... they're pouring through Mexico, and we're going to have to do something.
Yeah, there you have it.
We're going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. So we don't want to be involved with having somebody else get in, and we have the same situation that we had for the last long period of years.
I love the questions this weekend. But how legally can you go in and run Venezuela? Well, come on, George. It was a George Stephanopoulos question. And Rubio schooled him again, too. We're not going to be on the ground running it. But if we don't get cooperation from them, it's going to get worse for the next guy.
We had a rule that the faculty could support different on their own time, basically. Different political views, but in their teaching, they had to be completely objective. That's what had shifted, and that's where I think we went wrong.
Oh, wow! How about that, Kim? That was the president of Harvard University. I know you won't recognize his name, but he's the president of Harvard University. Now, he wasn't the president when a lot of this garbage was going down, but he admits the failure of our institutions of higher learning in this country by allowing professors to take their personal opinions and therefore vendettas against any student that dared to disagree with him into the classroom. He's like, we screwed up. That's where it all went wrong. This is the president of Harvard admitting that. Play cut 23, please.
We had a rule that the faculty could support different, on their own time basically, different political views, but in their teaching, they had to be completely objective. That's what had shifted, and that's where I think we went wrong. Because think about it. If a professor in a classroom says, this is what I believe about this issue, how many students, some of you probably would be prepared to deal with this, but most people wouldn't, how many students would actually be willing to go toe-to-toe against a professor who's expressed a firm view about a controversial issue? So some of that happened, and I'm pleased to say that I think there's real movement to restore balance in teaching and to bring back the idea that you really need to be objective in the classroom.
Wow. You say mind blown.
That's the current president?
Current president of Harvard.
He might not have his job much longer, because any administrator who's spoken out like that is more or less ostracized. But we've seen time and again these cases where some of these professors or school administrators have said, you know, I was able to give such and such student this grade, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2020 comes and everything started shifting, and they were offering these other students different opportunities in the name of DEI, who really, they didn't deserve it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I would say show me, right? We're in the show me state. I'll believe it when I see it, that these institutions are going to turn around on this stuff. I'm not sure I believe it. They can pay lip service to it if they want, but we know they're going through the back door to try to institute DEI behind our backs. We've already seen evidence of that. So, all right, coming up, we're going to get to Tanya J. Powers from Fox News Radio. She is live outside that courtroom where Nicolas Maduro will make an appearance in about a little less than 3 hours. We'll get to her after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It is official. Tampon Tim is out. Tim Walz announced just a few minutes ago, released a statement from his office. He is not running for re-election. He's dropping out of the race to be re-elected as the governor of the state of Minnesota. And I got to read the reason that he gives. These politicians are such schlickmeisters. I wonder if it took them all night to write this. Listen to this. In September, I announced I would run for a historic third term as Minnesota's governor. I have every confidence that if I gave it my all, I would succeed. But as I reflected on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute I spend defending my own political interests would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who prey on our differences. So I've decided to step out of the race and let others worry about the election while I focus on the work. The end. That is the announcement from Tim Walz. He's got a news conference scheduled for 11 a.m., but they went ahead and there'd been all kinds of speculation. They went ahead and released the statement, Kim, that Walz is out.
I know this was, people were speculating this was going to be announced, but I didn't see the day coming. I'm actually a little bit surprised, but he didn't have any credibility moving forward.
Well, no,
he already didn't. But then you throw in the Minnesota fraud story with all these fake Somali daycares, and now he really—I mean, he can't even be taken seriously. He called himself a knucklehead.
He is a knucklehead. In fact, I would have to guess that it goes probably just a little bit further than that.
You are a meathead.
He's a meathead. That's what he is. Yeah, he is. And, you know, I'm not surprised that this is what we're getting from Tim Walz, because this Somali thing is blowing up. There's going to be congressional hearings on it this week. I think they've invited the absolute joke of an attorney general they have up there, Keith Ellison. Remember this guy? I mean, he's a socialist from way back. He was a member of Congress. Then he ran and somehow got elected chief legal official for the state of Minnesota. It's unbelievable what they've allowed to happen up there. So I don't know. Kim, are we still expecting a phone call from, oh, there she is, Tanya Powers. Tanya J. Powers is calling us even as we speak, because we have been watching the news feeds this morning, and Nicolas Maduro, who was snatched in the middle of the night from his bed in Venezuela, is in New York City in a holding cell right now, and in the next few hours will appear before a judge for the very first time. Let's get to Tanya J. Powers with more on that. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, what's the status up there? Where are you? What's going on?
I'm outside the courthouse, right across from the front doors. As a matter of fact, right across the street from the front doors. And things are, you know, ramping up out here. There are a few more protesters that have arrived. Looks like some folks have started to yell. This is not the place that they're actually having the protest. There's a protest set for about 11:30, a couple blocks from here, from Sully Square. But right now, they have kind of appeared here on the corner where it says no war for Venezuelan oil. They basically are holding up signs wanting Nicolas Maduro freed. There have also been some folks who have come by and said that they're very happy that he has been brought to the U.S. to face charges. So there's both sides of the whole thing, obviously. That is something that we expected to see, just maybe not right here in the middle of all the media. But if you're going to get headlines, this is the place to do it.
Yeah. Is Maduro there in the building? Is he in a cell there?
He has arrived here at the courthouse. He arrived probably an hour and a half ago, brought over from Brooklyn, from the Metropolitan Detention Center, where he's being held. That, of course, should they sound familiar to some folks. That is where, you know, house and does now house some high-profile folks. Luigi Mangione is one of the folks that's being held there. Diddy, R. Kelly's held there. Different folks that we've heard of, that's where they have been held. That's where Maduro and his wife both are being held.
What is security like up there today?
Hi.
I'll bet.
In a word, there's a lot of NYPD officers, uniformed and untrue, not uniformed, as well. There's probably a lot of plainclothes wandering around here as well. There's a lot of barricades. I got here about 5:30 this morning before the majority of the folks who are here now got here. It was pretty bare at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, the protesters may have stayed away as long as they did simply because our wind chills are in the mid to low 20s, and will be all day. So it's a tad chilly, but that's kind of how that's what's happening around here right now.
Yeah, that's going to be a shock to Maduro's system as well, I'll bet. Tanya, thank you. Be safe.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, Tanya J. Powers there. Kind of hard to hear her with all the protesters screaming in the background. In fact, my guess is those would be the No Kings protesters who are now supporting a drug-running dictator from Venezuela. Imagine that, how the worm turns. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Man, there have been some great games in this college football playoff, I have to tell you. But the most impressive, I was in a room full of Alabama fans the day that Indiana walloped them. I mean, absolutely destroyed the team with probably one of the greatest resumes in college football.
Yeah, we, being Indiana, being an alum, for those of you new to this, I do say we. It is my school. Made Alabama look like, a soft team, really. And I, at one point, I actually felt embarrassed for Alabama because Bear Bryant's Alabama, Nick Saban's Alabama. That's what Indiana looked like against Alabama, what Nick Saban used to do.
That's right.
There were no secrets, no trick plays. They just flat out lined up and beat them on the line of scrimmage. And if you watch it back, which I may have a little bit, You can just see the offensive lineman for Indiana just blasting Alabama's defense out of the way and just running the football and just pounding the football. And then when they decided to throw, Fernando Mendoza was 14 of 16 and had 3 touchdown passes. And then defensively, what Indiana does to just wrap up, they tackle so well. They tackle multiple guys to the ball. It is an absolute joy to watch. In fact, so much so that I've received so many nice messages from Ohio State fans, from Alabama fans.
From Kentucky fans.
I had an Alabama fan, a very close friend of mine, say, well, that sucked. But I will root for you the rest of the way. And I saw it on Twitter, too. People said, you know what? I hated every second of that. Alabama fans. But I like the way they play. I like the way they carried themselves after the game. Good luck. And I hope they do well. I appreciate that. Because I know there will come a day, because Indiana's going to be good for a while. They crushed the portal yesterday. I mean, they stole a recruit from Notre Dame. They got the TCU quarterback. They are loaded for next year. They're going to be good for a while. And there will come a point where people are going to turn and say, you know, I hate Indiana. I know that's coming. So we're going to appreciate all the love right now, because it has been incredibly special. I mean, that was just amazing. Some of the numbers on that, that's the largest win of any of the playoff games. And it was the worst loss Bama has taken since 1998. Wow. They've only had 3, I saw, losses of that size, 35 points or more, since like 1959. I mean, ugly. It was just unbelievable.
So I saw the rare smile from Kurt Cignetti in the post-game celebration. But on the sideline, normally he's expressionless or he looks angry. And there's a great picture of him. So it was a 4th and 2, and Alabama tries what they lined up for a punt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they shifted, and then they called a timeout, yeah. And then they came out again and act like they were going to run it. And of course, the Indiana players are disciplined and didn't fall for it. But you can see Cignetti on the sideline shaking his head. He just looked pissed.
I thought the game was over at that point. Yeah. I really did. I remember saying it out loud. I said, that is a huge, huge mistake.
Wow.
They just went for it. Kalen DeBoer goes for it. And the players knew, by the way, what was coming. Aiden Fisher, the linebacker, his defensive teammates said that he shouted, he's like the quarterback of the defense, middle linebacker, shouted out where that ball was going. And they ran a jet sweep. He could see it coming. They went back into the Wildcat, hiked the ball, and handed it off. And here comes the runner. And I mean, you watch the replay, boom, 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 like 7 or 8 of the Hoosiers bring him down. I mean, it was a thrilling moment. And then they flash back, like you said, to Cignetti, and he had, you know, the eyebrow raised and kind of went about his business. He is watching him on the sideline, yeah. Too, during the game when he's looking out, and you can see his eyes look up at the scoreboard replay and back to the personnel on the field, back to his little notepad that he carries. He's like a, you know, an analytics machine. I mean, watching his brain work, and a great leader. And, boy, we're lucky to have him at IU, that's for sure. So they're the favorite now, but, you know, anything can happen. You got to play Oregon again. You got Miami looks awesome. Ole Miss looks awesome. It's going to be interesting.
I was very happy for you, and I, too, am now rooting for Indiana. Now, we were talking earlier, Mark, about which bowl game was it? I watched part of this. In fact, I went to bed right before this happened, where they thought the game was over. So the Georgia game. What bowl game was that, though? They wheel out the, you know, the awards, the stage and everything, and then they realize
that
the refs
Georgia
said, okay, the yeah. refs said, oh, actually, there's 1 second left. They take it off. They go back. Same thing happens, what, 2 or 3 times?
So bizarre. I mean, come on. Get it right, for crying out loud. Anyway,
they said the MVP went to the people moving the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild. And then last night, you know, football just has these crazy, crazy endings and sometimes really sad. If you're a Ravens fan and for this kicker, you know, last night the Steelers and Ravens are playing and the Steelers have the lead. 26-24. They line up for an extra point. It gets blocked, I believe, either tipped or blocked. So now the Ravens, with seconds on the clock, can drive down, miraculously kick a field goal. They'll win and win the division. And they get it down into field goal range. Unbelievable. They get down to like the 20, let's see, about the 18 or so yard line, 17, let's see, no, 27 yard line, right around there. Anyway, it was a 44-yard field goal. And Tyler Loop, who hasn't missed one time under 50 yards, misses it.
Wow.
And the Steelers win the division. And, you know, Pittsburgh goes nuts. And the social media response for this kid, Tyler Loop, is disgusting. I mean, the people are,
oh wow,
you know, the threats.
So he's never missed.
I mean, it's just awful. So this you just feel sports can be heartbreaking, so feel bad for the kid. But what a crazy ending to that.
Yep.
You know, you just never know what you're going to see. So yeah, I'm taking I'm just sort of floating around town, honestly, is how I've described it. I just, like, I don't really know what to do with myself at times. Try to keep myself busy because I can't believe this is all happening. At the same time, I've seen it all year. I've felt like they've been the best team all year. And it's pretty amazing.
Well, congratulations.
We'll see.
That's true.
We'll see.
Of course, you and I haven't talked since the Bragging Rights game where Mizzou got the rear end handed to them, right?
Yes, they did. Came back and beat Florida.
They did. They beat Florida the other night. It was a big win.
Now they got Kentucky.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting. We got our butts handed to us by Alabama. So,
yeah. I don't know what's going on
Mizzou's
there.
A hard team to root for, to be honest. As an alum, you get your hopes up and you feel like maybe, oh, this is going to be it. And then it just always ends up being a letdown.
The advantage for Kentucky is that it's at Rupp.
Yes,
but that's beyond, that's about it, because they just don't, they're not playing well. They don't seem to be on the same channel.
Yeah. Mizzou is recruiting like crazy. I mean, they were one of the best classes in the country coming in next year. Maybe the best class coming in next year. But, you know, the question has been out, can Dennis Gates coach them up? And that looked like a pretty good coaching job to me after getting your butts handed to you. Turning around and beating Florida is pretty good. So it's a nice start. So we'll see what happens there. But, yeah, Mizzou really, I mean, and on the flip side, you got to say Illinois looks like what I thought. I mean, they're a Final Four contender. They have all these great European, international players going all over the place and scoring. And
who knows?
It's an exciting team for sure. I'll tell you, though, the best team in Missouri ain't Mizzou. Mm-mm. Right up the road. SLU is the best team in the state. There is no question in my mind. They are a phenomenal team. They're 13-1. Now they have a huge test Wednesday against VCU. If they can get through that on the road, they could be very difficult to deal with from here on out. I mean, that is a great, great basketball team. They beat St. Joseph's 102-79, and Schertz ripped them up and down for their defense. Didn't like it. Loves their offense, obviously, but he wants them to be great overall.
Good.
Yeah, I will maintain SLU's a better team, and the rankings reflect it, actually.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. You got to run?
Not necessarily.
No, you're in good shape?
Yeah.
Good. Anything new with the Cardinals?
I talked to Hein Bloom yesterday. He did acknowledge that they are trying to trade Nolan Arenado, and they continue to look for a team that will fit him and a team that will fit their needs as well. They haven't gotten there yet, but that is the intention. He made that on the record clear on KMOX that that's what they want to do. He thinks that if the season ended today, or if the offseason ended today, they'd be fine with the rotation they have. They think they've acquired the pitchers they need and the young pitching depth. They feel pretty good about this rotation, but they're still looking. I think what they're trying to get in return right now, just high-level prospects, as many as they possibly can put into that system. That's what they want, so that they can just crank out star after star after star around 2028. So we're about 2 years away from that. But, you know, in the meantime, I've heard varying opinions. I don't know that they're going to be all that good with all these young players and maybe a veteran. I had Greg Amsinger on MLB Network on my show yesterday. He said, don't be surprised if they, you know, make a push and suddenly, don't think I'm kidding, could be a wild card team. I'm like, oh, man. You know,
wow.
So it's like nobody really knows, you know. Once you get young talent together, I kind of side with the, let's just keep our expectations super low.
Another rebuilding year, as they call it.
Miklos or someone say the other day that their farm system has now been rated one of the best?
Yeah,
like
no
that
doubt.
Quickly.
Bloom and
that
his
quickly.
Guys, that quickly.
That's amazing.
And there's more to come. I mean, this is what they're doing. They're going to turn this whole thing over. Trade. Get new players. Replenish, and then you got to put everybody to work to develop them the way that you want to develop them, and that's where they put all their money in. New facility in Jupiter that opens this year, new instructors, new this, new that, everything's shiny and new, and a machine, really, is how you want to look at it. They just had to tweak it all and put more money into it.
Yeah.
So they also spend a lot of money helping out teams on these salaries. So Contreras, definitely the Sonny Gray trade, to get better prospects back. That's what you have to do. So it's almost like they are spending money. Ownership spending money on, you know, eating the salary so that they can acquire more prospect depth. That's what they want. They want as many as possible.
Yeah. Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Hey, coming up, you know, I talked to Dan Buck a little bit earlier about the Sidney Powell interview yesterday. Not yesterday, but the interview with Sidney Powell that has popped back up from 2020 regarding the Nicolas Maduro arrest and the further implications that could have because of the ties of the voting systems, the electronic voting, to Venezuela. We're going to get into that a little more. I'll let you just remind you of what she said 6 years ago now when we come back. Stay tuned.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yeah, how's this a crap sandwich for you? This news breaking this morning that a suspect had to be physically detained by the Secret Service after breaking into J.D. Vance's home with a hammer early this morning. So this is a property not at the Naval Observatory in D.C., but at his home in Cincinnati. Several windows were broken, and one person is in custody after trying to break into the vice president's home today. I don't know if that was just a breaking and entering. They didn't know whose house they were at, if they were
hoping
the VP was there.
Yeah, which no one would live there right now, right?
I wouldn't
obviously
think so.
He's not.
The residence
was
unoccupied, it said.
Okay, I figured. But yeah, there's no way that you would not know. There is a way, but I highly doubt that they didn't realize it was Vance's home.
Yeah. So I don't know. You can see the windows broken. There's pictures of it, but no further details on who the suspect is in this particular case. So anyway, just wanted to mention that here. Apologize for the scratchy voice this morning. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm sorry about that. By the way, I brought this up with Dan Buck earlier. Sidney Powell took a lot of grief back in 2020. The whole release the Kraken story that came out, the evidence that her Kraken was that there had been rampant fraud and that there was plenty of evidence of it. But effectively, every one of the challenges mounted about that ended up being thrown out of court, if you'll remember, on standing, not on content, but on standing. And Sidney Powell has, despite being sued by Dominion and some of these other voting systems, has never backed down from her claim that these voting systems, these electronic voting systems, and it's not just Dominion, it's all of them, she says, can be manipulated. And way back in 2020, oddly enough, and this story has seen the light of day more recently because I've reported on it here, there have been reports that the original software that was sold and used in the United States originated out of Venezuela, out of the Hugo Chavez regime, and was used to manipulate elections there. And that same stuff was used in systems here. That news came out more recently. Sidney Powell was talking about this back in 2020 with Rudy Giuliani standing behind her at a microphone. And this is what she said about it at the time. Listen.
Through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia.
Yes, which again got thrown out on standing, if you'll remember. Never on the merits of the case. So the question you have to ask yourself is, well, okay, Sidney, who's the witness? And who's the whistleblower? Who's the witness? Like, what do they know and how did they know it? And she addressed that.
It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting at the on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here.
Yeah, she's talking about 2020 and the election in the U.S. when suddenly things got paused everywhere. And then you saw the sharp spike in votes for Joe Biden at the last minute. So this arrest could have much bigger connotations if Hugo, or not Hugo Chavez, but Nicolas Maduro knows anything about this, right? I mean, what all could come out in a court trial regarding this? Is it a plea bargain situation on his part, which is why you want to make sure you brought him here alive and not unalived? So lots of implications here. We'll find out soon. Maduro makes his first court appearance coming up in a couple hours. So stay tuned. I'm sure we're going to have full coverage for you all day long on 97.1 FM. Have a great day. Cam and Ethan, Sue and I will see you back here Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.